Hey guys, and welcome to yet another episode. So we've attended our very first APTA
official
meeting here in Nevada. So we haven't attended any of these. Well, we actually had trouble finding it to begin with.
That's all. That we'll get into that.
But we'll talk about our experience, what we kind of saw, and whether it met our expectations or it didn't.
What discussions it led to, too. Like, it brought up some good...
And what some thoughts that we had, yeah.
Yeah, talking points, so...
Let's go ahead and jump right into
that. Let's meet into it.
Let's do it. The PTA Podcast with your hosts, Ken...
and Laura. Thanks again for joining for another exciting episode. All right, let's get to it. So that way I can eat after this episode.
Wow. That's all she can think about.
Dude, my husband is making like a phenomenal hamburger. We found like this really good like meat and I don't know. It tastes like restaurant quality, but
that's I'm trying to figure out how that even like ties into our topic, but
it does not. The only thing I can talk about maybe is, you know, food. They gave us food at the event. That's the only thing.
So if you hear Laura's stomach growling, that's probably why.
Yeah, but we're gonna go ahead and talk a little bit about the APTA Nevada event that we went to, which was the annual
section
business meeting. There was something with a B in there. Hold on, I'm pulling it.
Well, it's just a meeting that was for Vegas.
Yeah, but it was the more of
the
business side of it, like, so what needs
elections
to be done
and whatnot for,
yeah, money, where is the money being spent, yeah, annual business meeting. So it was more about the overall what's going on with the Nevada APTA.
So I'm curious if section. They have it more than once a year then, if they had like another section meeting.
I think I've seen it before where they just like they have events, but I don't think the business meeting where they do the elections, where they do the go over the budget, this is where all the dues are going and money's being spent, where what advances have we made, what are we going after, all that kind of stuff. So it was quite interesting to hear.
Well, you want to just like start from the top. We like started already there.
What do you mean?
Like, what was your experience going to there?
Well, I was getting there right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's start from the top.
We're saying the same
thing, Laura.
Okay.
Start from the top.
Okay. So I was very shocked on how little announcements were made about it prior to even going.
Okay. Like, as far as getting the word out that it was happening.
Yeah. Like, I even went on the social media for our section and there was nothing. The information online was so slim. It didn't even tell you where to park, which was an annoying thing, too. Like, it was on one of the colleges campus out here, is UNLV. And, like, I've never been to UNLV. I didn't grow up in Nevada. Like, I didn't go to school to UNLV. I had no clue where to go. Thank goodness I kind of just Googled what building or what parking lot was closest.
Google. So convenient.
Yeah. Like, I literally had to look up what park. And then I parked it. And I was like, can I park here? And you're like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know either. Like, it says student parking, but it's a Saturday. Like.
Yeah. I think even on weekends, you have to.
I don't know.
I didn't have a parking permit. Well, neither did I, but.
But it was just kind of interesting. Like, luckily, once we got there, there were signs leading up. You and me both showed up at the same time. It was very informal at first. Like, they broke it down into like a coffee section, which was just in person asking questions, them kind of answering it.
Well, before we get into the coffee talk, because when we were walking up, you see the signs like you were mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like this sign in, and then like as you're getting like this name badge, you're joining a raffle. And I'm like, wow, this is gonna be lit. Like, there's gonna be quite a bit of people here. Cool. Like, okay, let's do this.
You had your alum, like, UNLV was there with their
oh, yeah, like, if you're alumni. An alum of UNLV, like, you have to sign up with them, and they'll send you new alum stuff, I guess.
Like, too.
So I'm like, okay, like, this is about to be, like, popping.
I heard people talking, and we were running a little late. I had family in town, so it made me get out the door late. So we were running late. So, like, I was like, okay, let's get in. We get in, and...
Lo and behold, there's a total of like 20 people.
Not even, I don't think. I really don't even think there was 20.
Maybe like 18 people.
Yeah. And I was like, over half of them were students.
And then the other half were board members.
Pretty much. So, like, in total, I want to say, like, actual practicing in the field, non-affiliated at all with APTA or the schools.
There was probably just us.
Three. No, there was that one guy. He was a small business owner because he asked questions. And I don't think he was involved at all.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about. Like, the and guy then, kind of in front of us-ish when we were standing?
Yeah, when we were standing.
I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about. He had,
like, his backpack there. And so, like, I was very saddened by that, honestly. Like, it didn't make me mad. It didn't make me frustrated. I was sad. I was sad for a profession that the fact that we're holding an annual business meeting that's going over elections, which, by the way, I didn't even realize we had.
See, but then, like, that's another point. Like, even we didn't know about this until we went.
Yeah.
You've been in the field for how long?
We did digging. 4 years? Until we started digging into it a little bit more.
So it's like, we go to this and they're talking about, like, all the movements that they're trying to do and the board members. And we had absolutely no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Like, apparently our board member left in the middle of his term and the president because he moved out of state. Like, didn't even realize that. Yeah, there was a lot of other, like, little things that just happened that you were just like, it was strange. And then they also did it on Zoom, which I thought was really cool. So, like, because, you know, Nevada is, like any state, it's larger than driving distance for everybody. So, like, the people up in Reno aren't going to come down probably for this one board meeting thing.
So, surely enough, we thought the Zoom was going to be popping.
Yep. And on total of the Zoom, I looked at one point and I think it literally showed 11 people. And again,
half of those were presenters that could not make it to the actual event.
Yeah. So, like, it was odd. It was interesting. The big thing, like, that we noticed, it was the lack of a certain representation there, which was mainly PTAs in the field. They brought up a lot of things that they were trying to do for, you know, Medicare cuts came up a lot about the field. But
I mean, cause, like, some of it too was like, I don't know if they knew that, like, a lot of the members there, cause you mentioned it felt like a recruitment meeting.
It felt so much like a recruitment.
Which it kind of was, like, as far as, like, the vibe, because they're trying to justify why the APTA exists, mm-hmm. what they do, and how we can become more involved in either their section and the appealing to the governor, things like that. And again, like, a lot of this things that we didn't know, but for the entire, like, first half of the entire event, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys should join us.
Well, it was kind of nice because of the fact that I didn't realize really what they did or the positions that we did have on the board, because no one came in and talked to me during school. Like, we were talked about the APTA and how we should be members and getting involved, but, like, that was it. Like, no one came in from the board and came and discussed or talked about any of that kind of stuff. Like, and I think that's where we need to be hitting. If we want people to come out into the field and understand what's going on and be a part of our association, you need to do it from the start, because the more you just go on, like, as much as, like, we're a community, we also work, like, we're small knit in a way. Like, you're usually working with the people at your site in a way. Or, like, if you're home health, you are maybe just having interaction with just your supervising PT. Like, you're not really getting, like, there's not much besides your, like, bubble in a way. And so, like, unless you have someone who's maybe very active within your bubble, you might not even realize everything going on, because we're so bad at sending this out. Like, we have emails to every single person who is a part of our association because it's required when you take the license exam. So why are we not doing mass email sends out of important informations of, like, for example, things that are elected on? Like, you would think we'd hear that. Whether or not you want to be a part of it, you'd think we'd hear about it.
Because when I told you about it, I was like, oh, Laura, did you get the email for the APTA event? And you're like, what email? I'm like, well, Carrington sent out an email saying that it was going on at UNLV. And she dug through everything she had and she found nothing.
Yeah, so, and that was even through, like, your old school.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like our school not reaching out to everybody, only to certain people. Well, like, we're both members of the APTA, and we didn't get any alerts from the APTA saying, hey, this is happening. At least I didn't.
I didn't. I wish you could go in, like, their new app you have. You can almost pick your region, and you can get constant updates within the region. It all just feels so disconnected in a way. Like, it... And, again, this is partially our own faults. Like, I'm not just trying to say, like, it's the APTA's fault. Like, it is our fault for not also getting involved within the community. Yeah, 'cause I don't
say it, like, no one is solely at fault.
Yeah. It's just, it's such a bummer that this is where we've gotten. And I think with social media and things now, like, it's easy to get things out to the masses. It's easy to start advertising yourself for free in a way.
And they even mentioned it when we were there. They're like, how do you guys want to receive your information? Mm-hmm. Do you guys want us to text you, email you,
social media, do the
social medias or Mighty Networks, like whatever the case may be. They're just trying to figure out what the best route to get the word out there.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like the big takeaway was, I mean, like, because even us, like, we had no idea this was going on. We might still have no idea that this was going on if we didn't start doing what we were doing, trying to build this community. Because, I mean, and I talked to a lot of my coworkers and some classmates, asking them about the APTA, if they're members, and none of them really cared.
Yeah.
Like, some of them are like, oh, yeah, I did it for about a year or two, and then I just fell off.
There's no benefits. There's so many people we talked to that are just like, they felt like there was no benefit. Like, for example, right now, I went on their website literally today. The meeting was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Something about that. That's still the thing advertising on their website. Now, we're supposed to have events going on in Nevada for
physical therapy
month, and they don't have anything up. Literally, it's talking about the annual conference. It's talking about, you know, the coffee talk. It's talking about...
I don't even think they had access to the schedule. Like, they had it on the PowerPoint slides, but...
Yeah.
I don't think, like, hey, like, go to our website and you can see the full
nothing list within of description. The calendar. Or I go to
we'll send you an email with, like, the dates and the events.
I go to our...
this month we have a couple things going on.
Yeah, I go to our Instagram page. For the APTA Nevada. They posted something May 19th, June 3rd, and then 5 days ago they finally posted
something. In their defense, they did mention that they do want to get better at their social media because they did admit that they were slacking.
But we still have no... You want to get better and you want to get the word out, yet there's still nothing. It's been 2 weeks and there's still nothing on stuff that should be going on this month.
Yeah, whether it's like newly appointed board officials to... local events going on to support PT month, and there's nothing.
Yeah, it's just it's and again, I'm not trying to blame anybody. It's just frustrating that we got to this point. And so I've been on the job hunt lately because, as we talked about, I want to get back in part, you know, into the field and everything like that. And the director, I don't know exactly what his... I have to figure out. I should probably figure out his role. But it was actually funny because he, when I was in school, he worked on me as a patient. And then when I got out of school, he was like, well, come work for me. And I was like, yeah, you don't pay that much.
Because
it's a big organization. And I will say, this will be something we probably talk on down the line, but like, when you're first out of school, like, you're thinking so much about finances, you don't realize sometimes the benefits are worth taking like a lesser cut than up front. And that's something we can completely get into. And so I started applying again and this role came up and we interviewed and he had let me know, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be taking over, he goes, the vice presidency for the board. And so when I actually went in for my interview, we both realized, oh yes, you're the person I thought you were, type thing. Cause again, you never know. We were just communicating over the phone. We started talking about it because he asked how the event went because he knew I was going. And I literally told him, I was like, you know, I was kind of saddened by how many people showed up. And he was like, yeah, he goes, I haven't been wanting to be active in our board in forever. And I was like, and I looked at him funky because I'm like, you literally just told me you're going to be vice president. And the interesting thing is, like, he starts just talking about some of his grievances. And he goes, if it wasn't for, you know, the person who was elected president asking me to be vice president, I don't know if I would have gotten involved. And we started talking about some of the things that frustrated us. And it was kind of nice to see, like, oh, we're getting maybe someone in there because of the fact that he hasn't been active because of these things. Maybe changes are to come. And I want to reach out. I want to get more involved because, again, I feel like that's something I can do to give back. And I can't complain if I'm not doing anything about it, if that makes sense.
It does.
Like, it's the same thing.
Just complaining is not going to do anything.
Exactly. It's like when the same thing when you see all this stuff for voting. They're like, you can't complain if you don't go out and vote. Like, you have to vote in order to complain.
And like you said, like, the representation for PTAs, just in general while we were there, was almost worse than the turnout for the entire event itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think PTA-wise, there was, like, the caucus for PTAs, or, like, the representative. One PTA student that I know of, the PTA director, and then ourselves.
Yeah.
Besides that, the guest speakers, the board members, secretaries, everybody else, the students, that the other students that were there, all PTs.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and
not that not enough PTAs want to be there. Like, same, well, I don't know. Just raises more questions, I suppose.
Yeah, I was about to say, we had like a solid actual discussion. Like, they. So the way the lineup went, I don't know if we discussed this, but like, it was there for an hour, was it like a coffee shop, informal, just talk and ask questions. And then after that, they went to like an hour and a half of all the business agenda stuff that, you know, included where's the money going, what are goals for the upcoming year, what do we want to see happen, blah, 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 who's elected, what roles are changing, what roles are staying the same, and then we went to lunch, and then after that was two guest speakers that they split the room up, which I was kind of felt bad about that because I was like, there's not a lot of people here. But when we were at lunch and like there was kind of that break, me and Ken were literally like, I literally looked at him and said, I think this is a recruitment session. Like, I don't feel like this isn't an annual board meeting. I feel like this is a recruitment session. And then, which I can't blame them because they don't have enough participation. B, like, I looked at him and I was like, what's the one thing you felt was missing this whole entire time? And he said the same thing I was thinking, which was PTA representation. And, like, who's kind of fighting for us on the board and that kind of stuff. Like, they talked about pay and reimbursements and, you know, they talked about how they don't want that to come to Nevada. And they've already kind of stopped certain big insurances from applying the cut to outpatient and, well, and just in general out here. But then it's funny because the thing that struck my mind is when they were talking about this, and I don't know if it hit for you too, was the fact that they were discussing the pay cut from a business point of view, like for the owners of the clinics and the business.
Not businesses. So much like impacting
not
PTA
because
fields.
The PTA role deserves to get paid the way it's paid. And then on top of it, it was like there was nothing that was like, oh yeah, we're trying to make sure, you know, PTAs aren't losing pay because of the fact that in certain areas they're getting cut now. Like, it was just, it made me a little mad, but at the same time I'm like, how can I be mad when there's no representation to kind of voice those opinions, if that makes sense.
And so, like, the board members?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not really sure what the, like, how involved the PTA caucus gentleman that was there.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the board directors, like, they're like, oh, this is this position, PT. Oh, this is this position, PT. Oh, next up is this person, PT. And I was like, do you think that PTAs don't even, like, run or they only vote PTs into office? I don't know.
I think it's probably a history of, you know, PTAs were looked on originally more like the technicians are now, where it's just a job. It's not a profession in a way. I'm not saying no. No, I'm not saying
no. I was
no.
Like, holy, you're about to get back, people about to reach through and slap you.
No, back in the day, like when it really started coming out and PTAs became more of a position, now, you know, we look at ourselves, our PTs look at, most PTs, I should say, look at us now as actual therapists. We're not a technician. We're not really assistant. We're retreating therapist. And so I think the board, you know, when the board was founded in any of them, that's kind of how it went. And now PTAs are kind of being taken in, and their opinions and their roles are being valued more. But because we have this long history of these roles going to PTs and, you know, PTAs not being as much involved, it's now our turn to step up to voice for ourselves in a way. Like, you can't, I don't know, I don't expect someone who's not in our position to voice for us, because how are they truly going to know what needs to be done in the role?
Yeah, because they won't know where we're coming from if they've never experienced it.
Yeah, they've never been PTAs, or some of them have. You know, like I was telling you, the person who's going to be the vice president, he was a PTA before. Me and him had a full-on rant on stuff. It was great. We talked about everything. And it was kind of cool to see, like, we were just saying, like, the gap between education is something a little bit ridiculous, and, like, how can we value, you know, how can we expect insurances and other things to value us the way we value if we have small business owners, not small business owners, but, you know, independent companies going into insurance and saying, hey, for a flat rate, I'll treat all your patients, when we're undercutting our value in a way. Like, we're doing it to ourselves by going to these insurances and being like, hey, give me all your patients. They can't go anywhere else, but I'll only charge you like $20 for a visit. Even though, you know, 60 is really the going rate across the country. Like, we're doing that to ourselves. We're undervaluing our skills by undercutting each other in a way to get more business.
Yeah, because the APTA is fighting for more money from insurance companies. Mm-hmm. They're attacking the copays. And another thing they brought up, too, was saying how they're advocating for dry needling to stay in the physical therapy profession. Because they said that...
Which they did out here. They were successful.
Yeah, so they attend other board meetings, kind of like the Occupational Therapy Board, mm-hmm. Chinese Practicing Chiropractic Board. They all get together and they talk about kind of like the scope of practice, if you will. And they said, I mean, I just kind of take their word for it, but they mentioned that, that the Chinese Medicine Board was trying to take dry needling from us. Saying that it's a needle, it's too like acupuncture.
Well, it wasn't not Western Medicine, Eastern Medicine Board is what they consider. It's
okay. Eastern Medicine Board. Yeah. So they were trying to take the dry needling from us, but they advocated, enough people in the physical therapy community stepped up and said, no, we still need it for our patients, our athletes, so on and so forth. So they decided to keep it a physical therapy practice versus like another state like California, for example. They lost that battle.
So they lost it a long time ago.
Dry needling is not allowed in California.
It's definitely, and that's kind of the cool part about it being state by state, is like, just because one area lost doesn't mean like it affects all of us, which is kind of nice. So if you like truly want to practice,
I would say it's double-edged.
But yeah, I was about to say, but then there's also some
cons.
But
because we talked about how, where was it? Mississippi? Maybe? I don't know. There was like a certain state.
2000.
No, their reimbursement rates. Like average reimbursement in some other state was like $170 per visit.
Yeah.
Versus here in Nevada, it's like $70.
Not even. Seriously, like some of them were $20. No joke.
So it was just insane how insurances value each one differently depending on what state you're in.
And that's where, like, we need to step up and work with our APTA board, like, because we can't prevent that from happening if we don't really have legislation that kind of stops it. Because there's always going to be that one person who's going to try to get the most patients, because in their mind, hey, yeah, I take a $50 cut on my reimbursement each time. However, though, I've gained 3 patients that I wouldn't have had prior because I have... and, you know, private deal with them that they'll send all their patients here. So, like, we have to prevent that from happening. We have to value ours. And the only way we can value that is by putting down rules that have to be applied to businesses in a way. I'm not trying to say, like, all of them are like that. It's just a game that unfortunately has to be played. And one company came out and did it. And then from there, it's just kind of trickled down and we just keep undervaluing our worth. So it's just different things. And then like that, I know that, you know, the APTA in general advocated for more blood pressure regulating.
Oh yeah, so they're currently battling getting into blood pressure work.
Yeah.
So that way cardiologists can refer directly to PT to help manage blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is kind of neat.
Which is cool because they brought up a good point. You know, you see your doctor once a month, maybe at most sometimes. It just varies, but most on average, you know, it's maybe a monthly checkup for if you have other issues going on. But with PT, they're being seen 3 times a week. And so if you're working on some cardiovascular stuff, monitoring your BP should be definitely something we should be able to bill for because of the fact that we are monitoring their vitals. We're taking in that valuable information. We're seeing them more carefully. Like, are you using it? Are your medications working with, you know, this, and can report back in a way.
I mean, because the big thing is just movement. Like, just get moving. So it's, yeah. I feel like it's kind of neat that they're trying to go into more blood pressure work.
It definitely is. It's interesting to me at the same time. Like, it makes me think of, like, where's our line of when do we stop? Like, when, you know, we always talk about we're trying to protect our fields and everything like that. But it's like, okay, well, when are we crossing into someone else's field, though? Should we be allowed to cross into other people's fields?
Well, if you mean if you take that, then you have to be okay with people crossing into our field.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, I think sometimes about just in general organizations that annoy me, and I'm not saying this is, I literally am saying this is for every single organization, is sometimes we try so much to stop or prevent from cross treatments when I think cross treatment is very valuable. Like, for example, like, I think for us, if we want to do a grade 5 manipulation on a joint, we should be able to do a grade 5 manipulation on a joint, definitely if we're already treating the patient. Like, I don't think it should be the sole reason they're coming in. If it's the sole reason they're coming in, then maybe they should be going to see chiropractors instead. That's where their main thing is. However, though, if they're in here for strengthening, stretching, rehabilitation due to like a cervical injury or something like that going on, a cervical issue, and the relief that they can get is by a manipulation also, along with all of our other treatment methods, by all means, I think we should be able to do it. Now, I also think that if someone goes into a chiropractor and they need a one-off like manipulation and they're like, hey, like, you know, they're there and they just stretch them out, I think the chiropractors should be allowed to stretch them out slightly. Like, we can't just be like, no, you're not going to stretch them out because that's what we do. Like, there's such a crossover. And I think it's just based off of like what our goal are, what our goals are, what are they coming in for? But I get it. It's a tricky and it's a slippery slope, but it's just,
I mean, if it, not only is it difficult on a treatment standpoint, it's also difficult on a money standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, is the insurance going to pay for both types of treatments?
Yep.
And
some, I mean, do,
if
some
you're
don't.
If you're working together, or two, if there's copays, is the patient going to want to pay for two? Like, just knock everything out in one spot.
Yeah.
So I think it's difficult to have two treatments at one time.
Yeah, I'm not saying
but
that. I'm just saying
crossover.
Like,
yeah, so just letting them do it or letting us do it.
You can't just say like joint MOBs are just for PTs. Like, for physical therapy, like, or chiropractors, like, yeah, it is sometimes. And I'm not
like,
saying
that's mine, don't do it.
Yeah, like, that's my skill, you can't do it. And it's like, okay, well, if you want to go that route, then we shouldn't be doing PP. That's nursing and doctor's field. They've been doing that way longer than us. That's their field. We shouldn't cross into it. But I don't think that's realistic in the medical, modern medical that we have. There's so much that we can kind of work hand in hand with each other, but unfortunately it's not always going to be seen that way, because I get it. Like, I don't think I get in super annoyed when I hear chiropractors giving out exercises. I'm like, no, see, now you've crossed into physical therapy.
I mean, that's a lot. That's how most of us feel.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like, I definitely think there should be lines drawn in certain things, but I think we can't just say only one field can do only certain things. Like, there's got to be a little bit of fade in and fade out in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. some wiggle room or some gray mm-hmm. area, if you will.
Yeah. So, which I'm glad, you know, we do need associations to fight for those battles. You know, if we don't, honestly, if I hadn't looked into it, I wouldn't have known so much about the Medicare being cut. Honestly, I would have no idea except for my mom told me at one point. And then I looked a little bit deeper, and then our podcast, I dove in deeper. Like, it makes me wonder how many people didn't realize that our worth is kind of being cut by Medicare.
Yeah. And whatever Medicare does, everybody else does. So yeah. If Medicare sees PTA value go down, then guess what? Everybody else will see it too.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, we need an organization who is going to fight that battle. Because the Medicare cut is only for, like, until, like, the next budget or the next act or whatever. Like, it can be changed still, even after it goes into effect. So, like, we have people who are battling for us, and we need those people. And I think it's our responsibility, if we want to have a voice or an opinion on it, you have to get involved in it. And so, and like, I'm not saying you have to be like fully like deep down and be the president or da da da. No, but attend those meetings. Maybe look up what's going on in your chapter. Have an opinion on who you're voting in, because those are people who are going to represent, again, your needs. It's like a small little, you know, country in a way. You're voting for our president.
Small little
U.S. Like, it's the same thing. Like, if you want your goals to be represented. Thank you.
I got you.
You have to take some action. If not, there's no right for us to have an opinion on it, I feel like.
Well, I feel like that should just about wrap it up. We are curious to see if anybody else has attended their own section meeting or their own business meeting. Mainly just kind of see if, like, is it Nevada's turnout that just wasn't really that good? Do other states have really good turnouts mm-hmm. for their own events? So just let us know if you want to add us on Instagram. You can email us. We have a Discord from the PTA Source with Nick.
Yeah.
You can catch us on there as well.
Yeah, we've worked with Nick recently. There's a whole PT assistance, like, section within that Discord. So join. It's awesome, guys. It's great. Check out there. We post discussions and everything like that too.
And after that, make sure you share, like, do all the things, and we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Take care. The information in this video or podcast is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained in this video or podcast, is for general information purposes only and does not replace your professor's or a consultation from your own doctor or healthcare professional.